Good morning. So I wanted to start by saying that I believe that God does have a sense of humor. So yesterday morning I was kind of grouchy. I was in a pretty bad mood. Anyway, then I got a call. Somebody needed me to do devotions for him. So after I got off the phone, I kind of laughed because I thought it was pretty funny. So anyway, I had been listening to a podcast of a pastor, and he's preaching on Paul. He's going through the life of Paul. And I found part of what he said interesting, so I'm going to try and make sense about this. The two things I wanted to bring out was that, first of all, nobody can earn their way to heaven. Salvation is a gift from God, and we can't get ourselves there. And the second thing is that nobody is too lost for Jesus to save. So with that, I'm going to read Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And he found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So I'm going to stop reading there. A few of the verses I may read in the English Standard Version. It was a little bit easier for me to understand. So here we can see in verse 3 and 4, he begins talking to them about not having confidence in the flesh. And you can see here in verse 4, and this is the ESV, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. So this was interesting, and this person I was listening to brought this out, that Paul's saying here, and this was Paul's testimony before he was saved, that of anybody who thinks that they have done it all right, he was born into the tribe of Benjamin, he was circumcised, taken to the temple on the eighth day, which I guess was very important. I don't know all the details of the Jewish laws. He did that. He studied under Gamaliel, which was one of the highest teachers, very well regarded. He did all these things. He was zealous. So I wrote down as a note, in Acts chapter 9, where it talks about, it's right after Stephen was killed. He was so zealous for what he thought was the right thing. So he got letters. and he traveled 150 miles approximately, that's to Damascus, in order to persecute Christians. So he was very zealous. And he said all these things, you know, if anybody thinks they can earn their way to heaven, I would have been more likely to do that in the way I went about that. And all the things he did everything right according to the law. But and then in verse 7, so in verse 7 he says, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. So he realized here, and this is after his conversion, all those things, they don't mean anything. You can't earn your way to heaven. And in verse 9, he says, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. So Paul, starting out, he was one of the most wicked, well, I would say one of the most lost wicked people. The things that he did, now he thought he was doing the right things. He was a very religious person. I'm sure he made sure, and he was at the temple every day, did all these things. But he was deceived. He thought it was right. Obviously it wasn't. And so we would say Paul was one of the most lost people. Nobody expected him to be saved. But it only took, as you can see, I'm actually going to read in Acts chapter 9. I'm going to read the account of Paul's conversion. So in Acts chapter 9, starting at verse 1, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. I'm just going to stop there. So it took no time for Jesus to reach Saul. He was going to Damascus to persecute, well, as Jesus referenced here, he was going to persecute Jesus, the followers of Jesus, and he was converted. And so, like I said, the main things I wanted to leave with you guys was that to remember that we, the things we do, we can't earn our way to heaven. In Isaiah it says our righteousness is as filthy rags. But then I also wanted to leave with you that if Saul can be saved, nobody's too lost for God. And I know we all have friends or family or whoever that may not be following God, but they're never too lost for God. And so I just want to leave that with you.